Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you collect the homework and grade it? Okay. Grade it in class and record the grade.
I didn't get how to do it.
We will go.
I did half of my homework.
Well, no, we're going to go over the homework and show you how to do it.
Yay.
Okay.
I did.
In the meantime, Sarah can. Okay. So the first one is we say, Daraba Ahmadun Muhammad. Daraba Muhammadun Ahmadan. Daraba. We did the apple. Daraba.
Is that a banana?
Muhammadun.
The apple ate Muhammad.
Ahmadan.
He said he had this much light.
Daraba Muhammadun Ahmadan. So Daraba Muhammadun Ahmadan. Daraba Muhammadun Ahmadan is. What is the sign of Muhammadun?
Dhamma, which is marfu.
So, this is Dhamma.
Both of you guys just, when he's correcting it, just
so it is marfu.
Just write down in pencil and then I'll give you a.
Dhamma. Okay. So it is marfu. So this is what?
Marfu.
Because it's marfu, then which one is marfu? The subject or the object?
The subject.
Masha'Allah. So that is the subject.
It's English grammar. No, it's Arabic grammar.
Okay. Now, this is what?
Wait, this is not correcting.
This is Fatha. Yes, you had this in the homework, right? And then you have Fa'asa Fir'aun Rasula. This is Fatha. This is Fatha, right? You got it? This is what? Fatha. Fatha means what?
This isn't the homework.
Mansoob.
Is this the homework?
Yes.
Fine.
The homework has two sentences that you need to translate. One, daraba Muhammadun Ahmadan, and then daraba Muhammadan Ahmadun, and then fa'asa fir'aunu rasula, fa'asa fir'aunu rasula, and then fa'asa fir'auna ar-rasulu.
I thought we had to make the chart thing.
Yes, and then the chart thing. And we were going to pick up one of them and do it also as an example. Okay. Then, because it's fatha, it's mansoob. Because mansoob is what? Subject or object?
Subject.
The subject is marfu'. So the object is?
Mansoob.
That's right. So based on that, what would be the translation? Is Muhammad? Hits Ahmed.
Oh, wow.
So, Muhammad.
That's rude.
Yes, that's rude. But this is just an example.
Hits.
Hits Ahmed.
Okay, it's a good thing. Because it's not across to Muhammad.
Muhammad hits Ahmed.
That's not a good thing.
Now,
it's
not a good thing. Yes, I agree with you. It's a bad thing. But now let's do the opposite. So, the opposite is going to be Daraba
Ahmad Muhammad.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Ahmadu. Daraba Muhammadun. Muhammadan Ahmadu.
Adam hits Muhammad.
Adam?
No, I mean Ahmed. Sorry.
Daraba Muhammadan Ahmadun. Ahmadu. So where is this? This is what? Fatha. Right?
Which is mansoob.
Which is
the subject.
Which is no.
The predicate.
No.
What?
Which is the what?
Object.
Object, that's right. So, and then here it is what?
Dhamma.
Which is? Marfu'. Which is? Subject. This is, I'm going to show you several places in the Quran where, if you don't know that, you get a lot you get a really wrong understanding. And it happened. So here it says, how do you translate that? Exactly. Ahmed hits Muhammad. So if you are in court, if you are in court and you say it wrong, then you flip the facts. They ask you, testify you. Testify, which one hits which one? Ahmed hits Muhammad or Muhammad hits Ahmed? You just screw up these things and you are giving the wrong testimony. See? You got it? See, that's why it is so important that you pay attention to this particular issue. In the Quran, in the homework, I gave you an ayah in the Quran from Surah Al-Muzzammil. Okay? Yes.
Oh. Okay.
And this ayah, the understanding will be totally opposite, will be totally reversed. Okay. All right. Okay. So now let's do the second place, the second ayah, or the second part of the homework, which is Asa. This is in Surah Al-Muzzammil. Asa Fir'aunu Ar-Rasula. This is the right way. Ar-Rasula. Asa Fir'aunu Ar-Rasula. Now you tell me. Who disobeyed who? Asa means disobey. So we want to know who disobeyed who. Look here.
Asa.
Fir'aun or the prophet? This is Fir'aun. This is the prophet. This is disobey. Asa is disobey. Fir'aun, you know the Pharaoh. Rasul, the prophet.
Fir'aun disobeyed the prophet.
So the way it is written right now means who disobeyed who?
Fir'aun disobeyed.
The Fir'aun disobeyed the Rasul. So, Pharaoh
disobeyed the prophet.
Wait, we're not going to go through the prophet.
Disobeyed.
I think you spelled Pharaoh wrong.
The prophet. Yeah, yes,
it's
I.
F, no, just it's a second. P-H-A-R-A.
It's what? P-H?
P-H-A-R-A-O-H.
Yeah, Egypt. Yeah, that's our history unit right now.
Oh, yeah. I did okay. 6th grade 2.
All right. Now let's see if you just reverse the signs and you say Asa Fir'auna Ar-Rasulu. Then what?
The prophet
disobeyed Fir'aun, which is backward.
Which is not right.
Which is not right. Perfect. The prophet.
Disobeyed.
Then we will arrive to the most important reason we mentioned this part for. There is an ayah in the Quran that is, understanding of this ayah is based on this concept. And it's very, very, very important that you understand it right. It says, يَخْشَ اللَّهَ يَخْشَ اللَّهَ يخشى الله العلماء. There is an ayah in the Quran that says إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. But let's simplify it, okay, so that we understand it in the simple way. It says Allah, Allahu, yakhsha means fear. And then ulama are the people, the knowledgeable people. The what?
Knowledgeable
people. So this is the right way, which means that the knowledgeable people, or the people with knowledge, or the people who have knowledge, or the people who have knowledge of Allah, fear Him. Or the people who know Allah, fear Him. Okay? This is a very dangerous ayah, unless you really know that. Very dangerous, wrong. And now I have seen it with my own eyes that some people are saying that the people who know Allah, Allah is afraid of the people who know Him.
Oh my God. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, but you said it doesn't make sense. But I assure you, I testify that I have seen people, wallahi al-azim, I have seen people understanding it that way, that Allah is afraid of the people who know Him. And that's who have knowledge. Who have knowledge. And that is wrong. So,
like, do people with knowledge say that?
Yes, they use it to in that opposite meaning. يَخْشَ اللَّهُ الْعُلَمَاءَ. Allah fears the one who know Him, the ones who know Him. Allah fears the ones who know Him. That is nonsense. So knowing that, we can right away say, this is right, this is wrong, this is right, this is wrong. Can you do me a favor and make sure when you're reading Quran, make sure this is happening? Do me a favor. So pay attention exactly who is the subject and who is the object. Okay, let me take a picture of this.
Totally wrong. It's like out of the question.
Right, it's out of the question.
So
it's duh. It's duh.
I've never
and some people have this simple understanding, simplified way of thinking, that they might get it that way, and they somehow think that Allah fears the ones who know, who have scholars who are knowledgeable. And that's not true. Okay, now let's go to the multiplying the names. So multiplying the names, making plurals.
Okay, that definitely.
That is the one. Let's pick one of the examples of today's homework. Let's say, let's pick the word alim.
Ooh. Scholar.
Alim.
Derived from
alim. Okay. How do you make it marfu'? First of all, how do you get the feminine equivalent of alim?
You add a female ta.
Add a female ta, so it becomes alima. Okay. Now, do you know that if you stop, you say alima? But if you continue, you say alimatu.
Which is marfu'.
Huh?
Which is marfu', right?
Which is marfu', perfect. So, alimu, alimatu. Then the mansub is alima, alimata. Okay?
Wait, let me write this down.
Then the majrur is عالم عالمي عالمتي. You see? You got it? So that is single.
عالمتي
This is مرفوع. This is منصوب. This is مجزوم. Okay, so this is the form. This is the form. Right, the table. Now, let's do the double. What if I want to double this thing? What if I want to double? Can you alert me? Can you set the alarm to 9:05? Or actually set the alarm to 9 o'clock? Huh?
It's already
9:38. 9:38? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Set the alarm to 10:05. Okay, the double. To alert me at the end, when towards the end. The double is, what is the double of عالم in a مرفوع form? So, the mark is the alif. So, always double is Exactly. This is for the female.
Oh.
So the female is عالمتاني. عالمتاني. So we add N. عالمتان شجرتان ولدان مسجدان صالتان رسولان. You see?
Yeah.
رجولان امرأتان. Like that. عالمتان. And then the male version is عالمان. All right, so thank you, sweet. Thank you, dear. Okay, the if it is mansub, then the alif is if it is mansub or majzum. Then the alif is replaced by ya. So we can take this and do it because both of them are the same. So this is alimaini and majroor. You say alimaini or alimataini. عالمين عالمتين. You got it? And this is for منصوب and مجزوم.
Whoops. Oh, dang.
You see? So that's why I just made it like that. منصوب and مجزوم and مجرور too. Okay, so now
the
multiple.
2+.
The multiple is kind of tricky. Okay? In English, and English-speaking brothers and sisters, they make it easy. Say, عالم, عالمز. عالمة, عالمتز. You know?
Multiple.
You see? رجل, رجلز. Salah, salat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. But unfortunately, this is not the case. Okay. I will start with the female because the female rule is very easy. What is the why? Because here you say, look here, you say, عالمات. عالمات. عالماتو. So here, what you have done is X plus at.
Whoa, it's a formula.
It is X plus at. X plus at. So whatever X is, female word, X is female word. So you can say, جمع equals مفرد جمع مؤنث جمع female equals مفرد female plus at. So you can also say that جمع female, which is multiple female, or multi female, equals single female plus at. That is the rule. Based on that,
equals.
How about علمتيني?
Oh,
plus at.
Equals.
Plus at.
No, what is the thing before the plus
at?
Oh, F means female.
No, like the before the.
Mufrad. Oh, okay. Jam'a and the mufrad. So we call this mufrad. And we call this jam'a.
Okay.
And we call this muthanna.
Okay, that makes it up.
These are very basic rules if you try to understand Quran. You need to identify the word. Is it single, double, or multiple? You need to identify that. And then you need to identify, is it male or female? And then you need to identify, is it subject or object? You got it? All these are very important things. Okay. Now,
we shall party.
Then, what is the equivalent mansub or majroor? The equivalent is alimati. So, then, the difference is that it is dhamma and kasra.
Okay.
So, marfu' is dhamma. Anything else is kasra. Marfu' is?
Dhamma.
Anything else is kasra. This is for the female. How about for the male? I am going to use the standard male form to make it easy on you. So I'm going to say it is alimun. Alimun. So the rule is X plus un. X plus un. عالم عالمون شارب شاربون آكل آكلون مصلي مصلون. Okay. Now, there are exceptions, but let's leave the exceptions aside. Let's just learn the rule, and that would be good enough for us for now.
Are there any exceptions in the Quran? Or?
Oh, yes. Yes, there are exceptions. Like رجل رجال. It's not رجلون. Okay. But you know, let's stick now with the with the rule so that, you know, and then later on, if we want to change it, we can do that. You know, if you want to learn about the irregular ones.
Okay.
Now we're doing the regular. Regular rule. Okay,
yeah,
this is like the how do you make double, how do you make multiple from a from a name or a noun?
X plus
okay. Okay. Now
for marfu' is X plus
mean X plus A. For marfu' is A2. For majrur, it's x plus ati. So for marfu' it is dhamma. For majrur and the mansub, it is kasra.
X plus.
Now, for how about for
the male for mansub, is that the same?
The mansub, we're coming there. The mansub, we say alimina. So, and instead of the waw, now becomes ya. Alimina. Alimina. So, alimina. Now, here, so the rule is x plus yin, x plus yin, x plus what? Yin. X plus yin. All right. You got the rule? So your homework is to do the first. You know, you have done this. So it's to finish for the same column. Okay, column. So homework for the first column do the multiple. The same column that you did for last time, which is this column here. Do the multiple. Okay? Right?
Today's 11-4.
Yes. So what we have done the single, and we have done the double. So now, our job is to do the multiple.
Wow, 1/4 of school is already over.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, life is over.
Not now. Maybe December.
Let me be more accurate. Life will be over soon.
Yeah, there we go.
See, I am 44 years old. I remember when I was your age, like yesterday. My life went like this. Just like that. Very fast. And trust me, you will be in my position like 30 years from today. You would be 44, and you would feel that it's like your life is stolen from your hands. It's just gone so fast that you just like, you know?
Sometimes you don't feel like life is going by. class.
Yeah. Or it's like, oh my god.
Why is time so slow? Dude, 2012, I doubt that.
Yeah, I know. It's top 2012, completely.
No, because, like, there's all these signs, like, Issa is supposed to come.
Yeah, I know.
And then there's also supposed to be,
You know that thing where, it's the end of the day for Christians, you know, it's like this Christian thing where it's the end of the world.
Alright.
Is
it
9-3?
No.
Now, let's learn about this particular ayah that we talked about, which is يَخْشَ اللَّهَ. يخشى الله من العلماء من ال يخشى الله العلماء يخشى الله العلماء. يخشى fear. And let's look at this sentence and try to make sense out of it.
Fear Allah?
Allah?
Fear is no.
No, no, the one who knows Allah fear him. The ones who know Allah fear him. The ones who know Allah. Now the question is, why do you need to fear Allah? Why do you need to know Allah to fear Him?
Because you know that He's. Because if you know, how are you gonna fear something you don't know about? Because you'll be like,
perfect.
Oh, why should I be scared of a chair that I don't even know?
Exactly. How can you fear how can you fear someone? You don't know. How can you fear someone you don't know? Okay, number two. So this statement tells us that there are certain things, if you know about Allah, you will fear Him. There are certain things that you know about Allah, you will fear Him. There are things if you know about Allah, you will fear Him. What are these things that if you know about Allah, you will fear Him?
That He can throw you in hellfire after in the Akhirah.
Yes, the severity of His punishment. That He's severe in punishing.
And that He's eternal and He's only one.
He's eternal.
He's so great. No one is
equal. No one can protect us from Him. It's like, no one can protect us from Allah except Allah. And He said that. He said, run away from my punishment to my mercy. So run away from Allah to Allah. In other words, run away from Allah's mercy to Allah's, I'm sorry, from Allah's punishment to Allah's mercy. So, the first item is that, A, how severe is his punishment? B, how severe is his punishment? B, that severe, S-E-V-E-R-E. S-E-V-E-R-E.
Yeah.
Severe. Severe is his punishment. And B, what is B? We just said it, which is
no one can protect you from him.
No one
except him
can't protect you.
No one can. You
can. No one can protect you from him. Except him. So no one can protect you from him except him. What else? Think about other things that you know about Allah that will make you fear him.
So easily destroy the earth.
Right, you know, how severe is his punishment? So you need to say his magnificent powers. His magnificent powers. D, his magnificent, his magnificent. Thank you, dear. His magnificent powers. What else? Like he can destroy the earth in no time, all of these things. What else? Okay. Can you do something that he doesn't know about?
He can see everything.
Yeah, he watches you really well. It's like this. I am on the top of you. I keep a very good eye on you. I keep a very good eye on what? On you. Right? So.
That's a teacher too.
No. I can't keep a good eye on you. If I give you my back and face the board, I don't know what you're doing, right?
Well, that part's true, but like they're like watching you and making sure you're not doing something wrong.
But still, it's not like Allah's watching you. If Allah would do something, that will not keep him busy from doing something else. He can multitask. So he can watch you and do something else because teachers are not multitasking. So teachers, when they are right on the board, they can't watch you.
But they can hear you.
Yes, but they can't watch you. They can't see you.
They can install eyeballs in the back.
Even if they have eyes on the back. Even if they have eyes on the back. They're still focusing on writing. They are not focusing on watching you. So they can still not see you. Even if they are looking at you, they are thinking about something else. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like Allah. He watches you really well. Twenty-four hours a day. 24-7 or 24/7. So now, if I ask you in the homework to give me reasons why would you have hope in Allah if you know Him? Have hope. Yep. So the homework will be
Seriously?
And also, so we will do words and then we're going to say why. So yuhibbu, this is the homework. Part 2. يحب الله العلماء. يحب الله العلماء. This is for love. For love. And then يرجو الله العلماء. يحب الله العلماء يرجو الله العلماء. Okay, so this is hope. This is love and this is hope. Now, your homework is to say why. So, is to say, give reasons for love and hope in Allah. Give reasons for love and hope in Allah. You need to get to think about 5 reasons for each. 5 reasons for love and 5 reasons for 5 reasons for love, 5 reasons for hope. Yeah, some people hate Allah and they will hate Allah because they know criminals hate Allah because they know what is waiting for them. They know they're going to be beaten up really bad, really, really hard, really, really bad in the Day of Judgment.
Then why do they do it?
The criminals?
Yeah, if they know.
Ah, you are so smart. Okay, do you know about somebody who's trying to lose weight?
No.
Okay, what, is it easy to lose weight?
Not really.
Do you understand that a lot of people are trying to lose weight, but they can't? Do you know about that?
No, I don't know.
Okay, talk about that with your parents and say how easy it is to lose weight. The example that I'm trying to give to you is that a lot of people are having a hard time losing weight, even though they know that and they want to lose weight, but they are not able to do it. Because when they are tempted with food, they lose control over themselves. So same thing, the bad guys, yes, when they are tempted by money, when they are tempted by power, when they are tempted by, when they are tempted by money, when they are tempted by power, when they are tempted by jobs, when they are tempted by so many things, they lose control and they jump into it, even if it involves betraying Allah or betraying Islam or betraying their faith. They just jump at it. All right? Okay, so that is the homework. And I will see you next week.
Yay.
السلام
عليكم.
السلام
عليكم. You have your name here, just hold on.
Yeah, my name's right.
See, this is what you do. If you ever write it down like this, you take a picture like that and email it to me.
Yeah, I can't email, that's why I wrote it.
Okay. Then you bring it to me, I take a picture. And your name is there, and everything is fine, so I give it back to you. Yeah. All right.
Hey, what you doing?
Last week, you had to say that we had to memorize.
Yeah.